Peter Street Discount Company presents the Dixie Jubilee. From the stage of the East Point Auditorium, Peter Street Discount Company, 320 Peter Street Southwest, your complete Christmas shopping headquarters, presents the Dixie Jubilee, starring tonight, Miss Patsy Cline. Oh, boy, I tell you, we got a fine night here at the Jubilee, and for you folks listening on the air, you're missing a real great show by not being here. We got some fine boys out here who do a lot of fine picking, and we're going to bring them out here, and we think this is one of the finest bluegrass bands in the country. Let's give them a great big welcome, the Sun Valley Boys. Bring them on.
Thank you so much. I'd like to call Nelson around to help me sing this one. This is one called Cabin in Carolina. There's a cabin in the pines in the hills of Carolina, and a blue-eyed girl is waiting there for me. I'll be going back someday and from her old velvet tree to a cabin in the hills of Caroline. Old cabin in the shadow of the pine, and a blue-eyed girl went out in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in a cabin in the hills of Caroline. And when it's late at night and the moon is shining bright and a whippoorwill is calling from the hills, gonna tell her all my love greater than the stars above. I love her now and I know I always will.
Oh, the cabin in the shadow of the pine and a blue-eyed girl without in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills.
Neighbors, we've played this tune quite a few times, I hear, and we feel kind of like we run it in the ground, but we've had some requests for this song, and we hope you'll enjoy it. It's one that we kind of got our own arrangement on. It's called Cripple Creek.
Thank you.
to my knees. Wait, old Cripple Creek, when I please. Go ahead.
Thank you, neighbors. For our final number, we'd like to do a sacred song, one entitled, I Like to Hear Them Preach It.
I was an unbeliever, I didn't believe in God. I was always sinning, I'd fallen served by God. Since I found in sinners, I'm not alone. Salvation is the only way that we can get home.
I like to hear them preaching, I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible and they all begin to shout. Now I'm convinced that's one thing we can't do about.
I'd sit way back in church and I'd bow my head. And when they start to pray, I'd do just as they did. I wouldn't even close my eyes or listen to their prayers. Since that time I found out God is everywhere.
I like to hear them preach it, I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible and they all begin to shout. Now I'm convinced that one thing we can't do without. I like to hear them preach it, I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about good old gospel way.
Thank you. Oh, that's fine, Bacon. Sun Valley Boys, and I tell you, they are great. Now we're going to turn to our good buddy Buzz Walker here, and he's going to give us a good word about our good neighbors, Peter Street Discount Company. Thank you. you, Buzz Walker, and thank you, Carl and Speedy. It's fine twin fiddling there behind that commercial. Well, of course, this is a time we've long awaited here to welcome this little gal. Wednesday night, she played to a packed audience in Carnegie Hall in New York. And to us, she's one of the finest country singers in the business. Voted this year by the trade publications and the folks in the business as the number one country female vocalist. And I don't think there's anybody around to dispute that fact. Let's make her welcome here tonight, our favorite, Miss Patsy Cline.
Now come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. If I had one, wish I could go back to my neighborhood where the good folks, they all love you as their own. Then I'd go over to my neighbor's house, knock on the door, and they'd all sing out, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. I'd sing their phrases long and loud, to grow my folks and I'm mighty proud of the little old town back home where I was born. I wish that I could hear them say in the good old-fashioned friendly way, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. Now they don't lock their doors at night, all know they're doing right, and the good Lord's bound to have them for his own. If I go back to hear them pray in the little pine church, they always say, come on in, sit right down and make yourself at home. Now come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home.
Oh, I tell you, you're cutting up tonight. Doggies just sound like Pappy Wills on them git fiddles. Never heard such a swinging beat in all my life. Howdy, everybody. You having a good time? Well, let your hair down. We'll see what you look like. We're having a ball. Here's one that's kind of true to life story. Leave it right in the same gear as that horse. We'll see what damage we can do to it. There's a couple horses out there. Hear me laughing?
I must make up my mind today, what to have, what to hold. A poor man's roses or a rich man's gold. One's as wealthy as a king in a palace, though he's callous and cold. He may learn to give his heart for love instead of buying it with gold. And in the poor man's roses, all the thrill when we kiss will be memories of paradise that I'll never. Yes, the hand that brings the rose tonight is the hand I will hold. For the rose of love means more to me, more than any rich man's gold. And more to me than any rich man's God.
Oh, I love you. Now, Granny, this ain't like New York, but it's uptown. Ah, doggies, you talk about a hen out of a coop. I really felt like one up there. I'm a-telling you. But you know what? We made them show their true colors. We brought that country out of them, if anybody did. They're sitting up there stomping their feet and yelling just like a bunch of hillbillies, just like we do. And I was real surprised. Carnegie Hall's real fabulous, but you know it ain't as big as the Grand Ole Opry. Couldn't get them in there. We were awfully proud of having the opportunity to go that fur up in high cotton. And, well, I guess I can say that that's the cream of the crop. And believe you me, it really did my old heart good, because little did I know who was sitting in the audience and watching, because if I had, I wouldn't have been able to win on, I'll guarantee you. They had Jimmy Dean sitting in the audience and Jack Benny. I guess he come to see Tommy Jackson play the fiddle. He was there anyway. And above all, the most inspiring thing that I think of, the whole thing that excited me the most, was Princess Monatsia, who is the sister of the King of Persia. The Princess of Persia was there in the first box seat on my right. And after the show was over, she came to the fellow that was in charge of all the doings, Dr. Brooks, of the Musicians Union there in New York, and she told him, she said, "Well, I ain't got over it yet." She said, "The girl that knocked me out, the whole acts were tremendous, but," she said, "the most tremendous thing, as far as I'm concerned, on the show was the girl, the Klein girl." Talk about. Well, I was all shook up. They couldn't hold me. I said, "Well, why didn't she tell me?" We had WSM's photographer there. I'd have took a picture of me and her and I hung it on the wall. Here's one that I did up there, and it done pretty good. Got an encore on it. I guess you'd call it pretty good. Give me about an A chord. See if y'all recognize it. Hey, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I've been the whole day long. I lure the cook and honey, I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy day that I drove you out when nothing but a fine tooth comb. But I know that I'm to blame, and ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Thank you.
forget. Pretend we've never met. And I tried, and I tried, but I haven't yet. You walk by, and I fall to pieces.
We're going to give Patsy a little time to catch her breath here. And wait a minute. Hold on. Don't go off. We're going to do a little commercial. And then she'll be back to sing some of those other great songs for you here. But now a word from Buzz Walker and Peter Street Discount. I just want to say, hon, that we've been looking forward to this night for a long, long time. Of course, your automobile accident, and a lot of these folks around here were real shook up about that, and I know a lot of them responded with cards and letters and things to you when you were in the hospital. To us, it's a real great night to have you back here. Let's welcome her back, Patsy Cline.
Hey! Thank you so very much. You're wonderful. I'll tell you one thing. The greatest gift I think that a person can have, regardless of hit records or not, and I have been very fortunate in the last 6 or 8 months, but the greatest gift that you folks could have given me was the encouragement that you gave me right at the very time when I needed you the most. You came through with the finest colors. I received over 2,000 cards and letters, and a lot of them was from here in Atlanta. And I just want to say that you'll just never know how happy you made this old country gal. And I just hope I don't try to live up to this crazy bit like I did that last one. But anyway, we'd like to do the flip side of crazy for you right now. It's in the gear of about a B flop, boys, or just give me the B. I'll put the flop to it. Who can I count on if I can't count on you? I never counted on you making me blue. They say you're running around with somebody new. Who can I
count on if I can count on you. I thought I held the precious key to heaven. Your love was sweet and gentle at the start. But now I find that I can't go on living if living means that we must live apart. Who can I count on if I can't count on you? I never counted on you, making the blue. They say you're running around with somebody new. Who can I count on if I can't count on you? Who can I count on if I can't count on you? I never counted on you, making me blue. They say you're running around with somebody new. Who can I count on if I can't count on you? Been fooled by you. I suppose that the number is far from being small, but I'll bet that I'm the biggest fool of all. If I had the chance, I guess I'd do all again. I'd go down that same old road, even knowing at the end you'd leave me when your heart hears a new love calls. So I guess that I'm the biggest fool of all.